Historically, San Antonio's Anglo population has been concentrated in the north, blacks in the east, and Hispanics to the south. That's according to redistricting attorney David Mendez. He says it became a struggle to keep communities of interest together in the Alamo City this redistricting cycle. He says many Hispanics moved north and integrated with the predominantly Anglo population. But Mendez says he can't diminish the minority vote because he still must protect the Voting Rights Act that allows minorities to elect candidates of their choice.
But race cannot be the be-all and end-all of it. It can be used to the narrow extent of remediating voting rights problems of the past. So I can use race to the minimum extent necessary to avoid retrogressing a district.
It's all a numbers game, he said. For example, the population before the new maps revealed a significant imbalance to the council districts. Councilman Reed Williams in District 8 in the north had the highest number of constituents at 159,578. District 5 Councilman David Medina on the west side had the fewest, with 106,608. A revised illustrative plan now indicates the districts are more in line with one another, with not more than 5% deviation between the districts. Of course, Mendez says council members would like to keep their districts as they are. After all, that's where they were elected.
If it were for the council members, they don't want to change the map. The people that elected them, they're fine with the voters that they have in their district today. If it was up to them, well, we wouldn't mess with this.
But he says that's not fair to voters. With fewer people in a district, overrepresentation by a council member is created. With too many people in a district, people are underrepresented. The goal is to average the districts with 132,000 voters.
The cohesiveness of the neighborhoods has not been taken into effect in drawing these maps.
Hundreds of people voiced their opinion in the community forums on redistricting this summer. Not all of them were happy. Mendez says he was able to fix some neighborhoods split apart, but others like the Quintana community on the southwest side he could not rearrange. That would have required tens of thousands of people going from Medina's District 5 to Rey Saldana's District 4. He says District 5 is the most underpopulated. He was able to keep another community on the southwest side together, as well as the Blossom Park neighborhood and Councilwoman Elisa Chan's District 9.
We will do whatever we need to do to have lawful districts that meet the one-person, one-vote requirement that avoid dilution of these communities.
After the meetings and public input, San Antonio City Council members will consider the revised plans. If approved, they will go to the Department of Justice for preclearance and should be returned before the 2013 elections. Mendez has been drawing lines for more than 30 years. He says it's always a give-and-take situation. But he recognizes his work means nothing if people don't go to the polls.
The elections are determined by a handful of voters. A 5% turnout is not unusual here. All of this is of little value to a citizen if they don't exercise their right to vote.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.